education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And it is the Data Doctors, Ken Colburn and Matt Bauer, with a slightly absent Brandon Disney, who understandably decided to spend some time with his wife on their fifth wedding anniversary.
It's understandable.
This weekend, so we collectively pardon his absence.
Just this once.
And I also ask forgiveness as I disappear for our spring break trip with the family in a couple of weeks, so just letting people know.
We've heard it before.
Don't forget, you can learn more about remote assistance tools, those that are free and those that are low cost or service-based, on our website, datadoctors.com. There's links to PC Anywhere, which is a very long-standing, well-known product. We'll have to add LapLink on there, too. That's another one that does a pretty good job.
Yep.
Go to MyPC, which is a service-based system where you don't have to literally install anything. It uses web browsers. Really cool system we've talked about in the past. And then for simple kind of one-off, kind of once-in-a-while assistance, remote assistance from Microsoft, which is built into Windows XP, or a you can actually send out an invitation through email to have somebody help you and actually connect to your machine. And then if you're really kind of techie, and this is one of those things that if you are, you probably already know about this tool, and if you're not, you probably shouldn't be using this tool anyway. But there's a neat little open-source utility called VNC, that's very, very, very cool, very easy to use, but it is really built for those that understand the technical side of this, because it doesn't do anything about popping through firewalls and those kinds of things. So these other tools tend to take care of those technical issues for you, whereas VNC is a, you better know what you're doing. But it's free. So check out those resources if you have any interest in doing more with remote assistance, remote access, remote support, that type of thing. All right, let's go back to the phones and see if we can help Gary with a problem printing out a, it sounds like a PDF file.
It's a PDF file, and I can print PDF files from other companies.
Yes.
This one particular company, when I try to print, I can see it on my screen.
Yes.
When I go to print it, their particular PDF file comes out in Greek
so
or whatever.
All the other PDFs are okay. This one is no good. And you've tried printing the same PDF from another machine with what kind of result?
And it works.
So now, to add more complexity to this, your machine will print anybody else's PDFs fine.
Right.
This PDF will print fine on another machine.
Right.
But if your machine tries to print this PDF, it ain't going to happen.
It prints in Greek.
It prints. Oh, and Greek, is this maybe a Greek website?
No, not that. I think quasi-Greek.
Well, that has to be a conflict with your printer driver. That's the software that tells the hardware what to do.
I already tried that.
You already tried what?
I called Canon, had them reload all the drivers and whatnot.
Right. No, but I'm saying it can be virtually nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not saying that that's the solution. I'm saying that's the problem. So whatever you tried,
I called Canon and said, "What's up with this?" They said, "Okay, try downloading our newest."
Yes, because page 4 of my tech support manual says, "Tell the customer, no matter what they're saying, to download the drivers."
Is there any solution?
Oh, there's a possible solution. There's a couple of different things. What exactly did they have you do? Tell me exactly step by step what you did to get the printer drivers all kind of checked out.
Well, basically, they just said go back to the website. They had me find certain files in the find mode. They had me delete them. Then they had me go to their website, download their most current driver package, which I did.
Okay.
I'm still printing everybody else's PDF files and Word files, et cetera. And go back to theirs. I see it on my screen. Go to the start. And I actually have a preview print before I actually print it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's actually converts it to Greek at that point.
Let me ask you, are you printing through the web? When you click on this file, does it open up a web browser, or does it actually open up the Acrobat Reader?
Opens up the Acrobat Reader.
Okay, because I was going to say there's a possibility that the software that's telling you, that you can actually have it driven through your browser as well. Depends on how you have that set up. But the fact remains, if everything else is printing, for some reason this one file and your printer drivers don't like each other. Just so you understand, when people create PDFs, they can put protective locks and things on the file.
Mm-hmm.
And depending upon how that file's set up, it may just not work with that particular printer driver because of what they've done. If you have the ability to talk to the people that create the PDFs,
mm-hmm.
you might want to see if they've done anything to lock down. Like, you can
Why would I be able to print it then on another printer?
Excuse me?
Why would I be able to print it?
Because the feature that they installed into the document conflicts with your printer driver, because Canon, frankly, in my opinion, makes really bad printer drivers. Hang tight here. Hang on. We're going to have to go to break here. It's the data doctors. Hang tight there. I'm going to take you off the air, AJ, and try to help you out with that, because we're running out of time. That's the way it works on the radio show. When we come back, we got another half hour. It's Ken Colburn, Matt Bauer, the data doctors. Brandon will be back next week. And, of course, when we come back, more calls and questions. Stay tuned.